wanted an Nadal replacement, and they've got one. It's perfect. As you were saying, Djokovic is thinking, you're kidding me. I spent most of my career battling this fella, especially on this court, and now another one comes along, and who knows, this one could be better than the last one. We don't know. But it's just the crowd's reaction to him, the fans when he's out on the practice courts, and he stays, and he signs, and he takes photos. It's thousands deep watching him practice.
Yeah, it is. It is exactly like Nadal in terms of the adoration from the fans when you're out watching practice. You can't get anywhere near his practice court. So he has that. He has that warmth. I think he's one of the few players who, when he cracks that forehand or does something spectacular, the crowd gasp. You know, and that shows the that shows what they think of the way he plays. His style is aggressive. He's attacking. He is so athletic. He's unbelievably quick. And Djokovic will need to use the drop shot really well today to sort of pull him out of his comfort zone a little bit, make him run, make him work hard. But he's got to do everything perfectly.
Tsitsipas, the world number five, going up to his box saying, he's hitting it too hard.
It's not fair.
I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. And this is the fifth best player in the world who himself knows what it's like to be in a Grand Slam final. You know, we're not talking about someone lower down saying, well, hang on a second, I think this is a step too far. It's Stefanos Tsitsipas. And I think Alcaraz said, didn't he, that up to a certain point in that match, he felt it's the best he's ever played.
Yeah, best Grand Slam match he's played. Yeah, I mean, that says a lot. I mean, Tsitsipas was off his game those first two sets, fought back in the third a bit. But yeah, I mean, he talked about this match that we're watching now, we're about to start, in saying that it's experience against legs. And someone who moves like Speedy Gonzalez. And this is it. You know, if you're Djokovic, you know, it must be horrendous because he can cover the court like nobody else. But Djokovic has all the experience in the world. He's been to these semi-finals 44 times before. Unbelievable stat.
That's ridiculous.
I just reel off these numbers. They sort of make no sense after all.
They're just silly.
Yeah, they are.
It gets to the point and you just sort of laugh as you say it. You know, he's looking for his 34th Grand Slam final. He's looking for his 23rd Grand Slam title. And as we said, it's his 45th Grand Slam semi-final. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. He's only, in inverted commas, won twice here. But that's because of Nadal, for the most part, who stopped him on several occasions. And you know, if he were to win this match, he'd be a huge favourite in the final against Zverev or Ruud. And, you know, he'd be one match away from regaining the number one ranking and also taking that 23rd Slam title. So much at stake.
It's the one we wanted to see. It's the one we're about to bring to life for you, I hope. As the players are ready.
Novak Djokovic.
Put in to serve, Djokovic.
Ready. Play.
At @radio_RG, let us know your winner. How many sets? Who's going to come through? And add in where you're listening, what you're doing. What are you avoiding so you can listen to this match? Djokovic serves down the tee. Goes back down the line. The backhand into the centre. The backhand cross court onto the service zone from Alcaraz, who spins around and nets on the inside in forehand. Just didn't quite have his footing right.
Good start from Djokovic. And the other thing Tsitsipas talked about was, you know, what Djokovic does is he tries to sort of pin you back under submission. He's not going to overpower you as such. You know, he's got power, obviously, but it's about precision, it's about depth.
Like a chess player. He moves them around and he knows the move after the move after the move. I think that's the clever thing. A player said recently that when you face Djokovic, you're thinking, well, hang on, he's planned three moves ahead of where this ball is going to go, and that's a big difference to just sort of raw power and blasting the ball. He's actually planning one or two steps ahead of where he is.
Yep, and all the best players do that. And I think what Alcaraz does amazingly well is he is able to turn defence into attack in one shot, like from anywhere. Suddenly he'll be aggressive and he'll be on top of the ball and he'll be looking to take control of rallies.
40-0.
Game points for the world number three. As Simon said, he wins this. Got a shot at third Grand Slam title here, a 23rd overall, and regaining the number one slot. Presidential Tribune behind Djokovic as he serves down the tee. The forehand spins back in mid-court. The big, heavy, flat forehand from Djokovic. Djokovic steps in on the inside-out forehand, and he's passed.
Well, I was waiting for the drop shot there from Djokovic. He didn't. He chose not to do it. And you can almost hear what's going to happen when Alcaraz sets that grunt up. Then he knew he was going to hit a good shot. You're going to come to the net off against either of these players. You've got to make it a good approach. It can't be as short. It's too short, that one.
Still a couple of game points left. Djokovic with his orangey top on, black shorts, white socks. He's always very coordinated, and he gets the hole to 15 after a big serve. Everything's very matchy-matchy in the Lacoste world of Novak Djokovic. Courtney Nguyen has described Carlos as looking like a leek. I think it was a compliment. It was like a positive leek because he's got the green at the top and then the white.
For lovers of 70s confectionery in the UK, it looks like a packet of Paces to me. Those green and white chewy sweets that you used to be able to buy. You in the Eleanor Preston School of Colourblindness, is Novak not wearing red?
No, I would say that is... That's like
Stefan, come on.
That's like a... I'd say that's a burnt orange.
What colour is that shirt that Novak's wearing?
I think it's an orange. It's a burnt orange. It's not red, red.
Oh, shut up.
The front... Thank you, Steve.
Orange. He's just going with the boss there.
But no, if you look at
smart
it.
Smart move.
The front of the top is orange.
Look at the front. And the back is red?
Nadish. The back is red, the front is orange. Orangey. It's like burnt orangey.
You say orangey.
Orangey. It's lucky
word.
They don't tune in for our description of the outfits. First look at red, orange. No, the back's red, but if you look at the front stuff, it's orange. Look, the front is orange.
A lot of people listening already, giving their predictions.
It is orange.
Oh, so I'm moving on now. It's red. Thanks, Stefan. Look at that. It's red. The course is more orangey, burnt orange.
The front is orange.
Okay, maybe it's a mixture. Lots of people giving their predictions. We'll come to those in a minute.
15, love. Carlos Alcaraz serves into the body of Djokovic. He manages to pull out the backhand, but it's short. And inside out with the forehand goes Alcaraz, who then goes heavy with this inside in. Back down the line and a miss it from Alcaraz.
Well, Djokovic just changing the pace a little bit. Cancel. Lifting the ball with more spin, more height. Trying to stop Alcaraz from getting into a rhythm. Kate says Carlitos in four. Vishal says Alcaraz in four. Lisa... Alcaraz in five. There must be some Novak fans out there. Come on.
There might be fans, but they might just think that Alcaraz is going to win.
That's true.
15 all. Serve down the tee. The backhand through the middle of the court. The forehand clips the top of the net, so slows a little bit for Djokovic's backhand slice cross court. Double hander from Djokovic. That's big, deep, and flat from the serve. He then takes a bit of pace off going cross court with the forehand. That drops short, and that is loose from Djokovic. And we have to say hello to Harper, because Harper is listening from 30,000 feet in the air.
No way.
On a flight from Austin, Texas.
Oh,
yay!
That's amazing.
Yay. My favourite part is Gigi describing the players' kits. I'm so bad at this.
No, you're not.
I'm so bad at the kit description. As we've seen, I've got the colour. Well, no, I think that is orange. The front is. 30-15. 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz serve out wide, the back end into the middle of the court, inside in for Alcaraz. He's on his toes, lays into the forehand, slaps it cross court. It's picked up on the stretch from Djokovic, and it goes long.
You hear the noise when Alcaraz leans into one of those huge forehands. The gasping, slightly in awe of what he can do. I was going to say it's a very sharp start. It's been a very sharp start from Djokovic, and then just a loose forehand comes in to stop him. But he's certainly dialed in early, as you might expect. Because it's a five-set match, but the beginning of the match is still important in terms of the psychological effect it has on both. Sometimes can set the tone. You can have a really long game, and then the winner of that moves on, maybe breaks in the next game.
Game points for the Spaniard. Serves down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, the off line into the corner, the stretch on the backhand from Djokovic, goes back to the Djokovic backhand, he takes a hand off it, short ball for Alcaraz. I mean, the power that young man can generate is quite simply ridiculous. As Beth says, it's orange, and John says, as they say in France, c'est l'orange. Thank
very
you
interesting,
very much,
because looking at it from here,
it's orange.
I see red on the back
but orange on the front. Can you
maybe
just admit
more orangey on the front? Yeah.
Can you just admit?
Yeah,
that's
I'll go
on
for both on the both. My wife was very unhelpfully. You're just supposed to be backing me up. She sent me a picture,
Danielle,
of the shirt that you can buy on the web.
And what's the colour?
Yeah, as my son said, it looks like a Holland shirt, which would be orange.
Hey, thank you, Canberra's family.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I won't be reading your messages again, unless they're good, of course.
One all. serve out wide. He stretches Alcaraz. He drives the ball out of the air and he misses.
Can't afford things like this. This is the issue. It's not as much he has to be perfect. Zero he just game. Has to be. He can't be loose.
He's got to be pretty perfect.
Pretty close to perfect. Yeah. Caleb says it's either Alcaraz in straights or Novak in five. Well, that's two of them covered.
I think Rude Zverev's got five all over it.
Yep.
I think Marcus Nella might be here at midnight tonight.
I'll be here till then doing the match report afterwards as well.
I won't be here, marvellously. The off forehand, short, middle of the court, the backhand cross court, the backhand down the line, the forehand cross court from Alcaraz, the one slap cross court from Djokovic. Too much on that, too hot for the Spaniard to handle.
Great movement from Djokovic, as we've come to expect, of course, on every surface, but he really slid into that ball perfectly. You know, in the early days of this tournament, we sometimes see some people getting their sliding wrong, going sliding after they've hit the ball or as they've hit it, but he slid into it, was immediately back in position and absolutely nailed that forehand.
Fair bit of ball bouncing. Shot clock stops at 3. No shot clock on the second serve.
That might be a rule that comes in at some stage.
You think it might?
Yeah, like 10, 15 seconds or something. Yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal to me, I don't think. But some, you know, you can see some players taking advantage of it, maybe.
Djokovic serves out wide. That spinning forehand wasn't cleanly hit from Alcaraz. Alcaraz can now put more on that inside-out forehand. Inside-out again goes Alcaraz. Double backhand up the line. Forehand back up the line and wide.
A little bit, not impatient from Alcaraz, but excitedly trying to end the point quite early, redirecting the ball up the line and missed. Ella says, it's Djokovic in four for me. Thanks for keeping me from going nuts at work. Service station / 24-hour supermarket in Melbourne. 7 degrees here. But
seven?
Brr, she says.
I don't think I've ever been to Melbourne at 7 degrees.
Well, it's probably, what time is it? It's the middle of the night.
But even in the middle of the night for the Australian Open,
in the summer, it's winter
chilly.
Now.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I've only ever been there in the summer.
That's true.
And it can get a little bit chilly. Slap back from Alcaraz. Djokovic goes, he overcooks. That's the second one we've had. And he just sort of rolls his eyes, knowing that he should have reined it in a little bit. And as you said rightly at the start of this game, he cannot afford that.
No, and the temptation, because of Alcaraz's speed, is to go for too much sometimes. You know, or too early in the rally, and then you miss.
Alcaraz is a long way back, almost by the line judges. The serve out wide, serve and volley from Djokovic, cushions the volley. Oh, he gets it! Little bit of side spin, drifted off to the right. Perfectly executed, because Alcaraz had got there.
Yeah, he would have got there if it wasn't on the angle. I mean, it was a perfectly angled. Thing is, Alcaraz is so deep in the court that a serve volley is a good play on that side. And then he really hit that drop volley with some side spin. Perfectly struck. Should be doing that a lot, I think.
Alex Krejcik is next door.
He is.
He's had a little wave. He's waved to us. We're all friends now between the two.
At first, I thought he was waving to me, but then he just sort of kept looking behind me to you.
Well, we've been through every night session together, and now this could turn into a night session.
Really could.
If it lives up to its potential, the serve out wide into the centre of the block, to the backhand, and it's beautifully placed from Djokovic. He goes cross-court again to the forehand cross-court on the angle. Oh, the acute angle, the squash shot from Alcaraz. Djokovic surely finishes it off. Yes, he does. He goes back behind the Spaniard with a short ball, and he closes out to 30. A wonderful way to finish off that game. 10 minutes played, 2-1 on serve. And what are your... Djokovic, three games Mena, in, what are your early thoughts from what we've seen?
Well, I think Novak, as I said, looks pretty dialed in early. He looks like he's right on top of his game. That forehand cross court, the angle shot he hits, that's become a real weapon for him over the last few years. He's having a chat to the umpire about something. But, to me, Novak looks to have settled quicker. Alcaraz looks fine, but... hasn't been able to make any impression on the Djokovic serve. And also Djokovic is thinking smartly. You know, he's changing the pace on his serve. He kicked that last one in, took the pace off the first serve. The serve before the second serve on the deuce court, he actually sort of slightly mishit, and it was so short that Alcaraz had to run forward to. So he's keeping Alcaraz guessing a bit, and you've got to do that because, you know, it's the same thing you do as a returner. You move your position to give the server a different look and a different feel, and it's a good start for Djokovic.
Now, one thing to watch out for, Simon, with Alex next door, is some of his facial expressions when Alcaraz is hitting top form are priceless. You're seeing somebody who's been two in the world, two finals here, and he was absolutely sort of open-mouthed and stunned. And when you look and see someone like that with that reaction, you're like, it is as good as I thought it was.
It reminds me of seeing Pep Guardiola, the football manager, sitting in the stand watching Messi play for Barcelona after he'd left Barcelona as coach. And Messi just nutmegged someone. And Guardiola's just have open mouth, like, you know, what the hell, what's he doing? Incredible. Drop shot. Awesome.
First one we've seen from Alcaraz, and he misses. He scooped under the ball. Djokovic was charging down to pick it up.
Yeah, it wasn't quite in the right place to play that drop shot, I don't think. It was just inside the baseline, but it was a little bit ambitious. But it's a shot he'll be using, but it's a shot he plays so well, the drop shot. They both do, actually. Oh, Mariana says, orange in front, red on the back. Thanks, Mariana.
It took me about 10 minutes to get Simon to admit it was orange on the front, though. He still hasn't fully admitted it.
Oh, I'm with it.
Love 15. Miss serve out wide that thunders against the clock at the back of the court. The ball rolls into the first row. Alcaraz 7 towards the player box of Novak Djokovic. Backhand cross court, backhand cross court. Djokovic into the net. And that's something that Djokovic will also not be used to. His player's box being the other side, because he's the lower ranked of the players.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things. It's a bit like which bench you have. And sometimes, you know, in the past, players have just deliberately sat on the other one just to get inside their heads. That has happened. That happened with Roscoe Tanner and Bjorn Borg at Wimbledon years ago, 1979 final. His coach just said to him, just sit in the other one. But he got moved. But yes, that is interesting, because they do get very, very used to where their team is.
They really won't be used to being over there. As you look towards the presidential tribune, to the left is where the highest seeds box is, and then to the right, the other player. Alcaraz is thumping these balls. He now comes forward. Delicate cushion volley, cross court, fist pump, point one.
I mean, that was a simple volley, but it's indicative of Alcaraz's comfort levels going forward. He's always looking to go forward, very much like Nadal on clay, just comes in with a little short angle volleys. That's what they teach in Spain. I mean, I had some coaching there once where, you know, they actually say, as soon as you come in, short volley first, and then you just deal with whatever comes from it, because, you know, people have to move a long way on clay, and it's not easy.
Alcaraz winds himself up, serves into the centre of the pocket, snap back to his feet, the drop shot. Oh, Djokovic gets to it. He gets it in. He goes back to Djokovic. Then he goes back to Djokovic. What is he doing? Twice he went back to Djokovic.
Yeah, he almost got... there's like a little double bluff from Djokovic. He moved, he stood his ground. He bluffed Alcaraz into trying something different. What he should have done is just nailed it straight across court. But he was sort of being a bit too cute.
I mean, there was 85% of the court open, clear, and he just kept going back. Maybe he was drawn into the orange shirt of Djokovic.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't see him, because it was the same colour as the court.
Blended in. Alcaraz serves out wide. Thought about coming in, so he's just inside. Puts him on the back foot. Djokovic can try and take advantage here. It's 30-all, and it's wide, and it's break point Djokovic.
Quality of the return from Djokovic there. Had Alcaraz off balance for each shot. Couldn't quite get back into play, and this is danger time already.
Barely a seat to be had in Philippe Chatrier. Wonderful noise, cracking atmosphere. Break point, Novak Djokovic, the first break point of this semi-final. Serve goes out wide, cuts the serve a little bit short. Spinny ball sits up high on the return serve through the middle of the court. Inside out goes Djokovic, and the off forehand from Alcaraz. And Alcaraz goes down the line with his forehand. Cross court backhand from Djokovic. They're both sort of playing it safe. Drop shot from Djokovic. Here comes Alcaraz, scoops it up. Oh, he gets it over. It's picked up by Djokovic. Alcaraz gets it with a backhand, and Djokovic blocks it back with a volley. And that was so special. And what a way to close out the break point.
Well, that was brilliant from Djokovic. He had Alcaraz on a string. I couldn't believe that Alcaraz even got the drop shot. Played a brilliant little angle off it, but Djokovic was in perfect position to cut off the pass. And it's interesting, Djokovic's reaction to the crowd, you know, arm up. It's like, yeah, this is me. Remember me? I'm still the man.
What a point. What athletes we have before us. The cat and mouse, one on a string. Taunting each other, teasing each other. And Djokovic saying, I might be nearly 16 years older than you, but I can still get up to it and I can still put it away.
Exactly.
First strike to Djokovic.
Mariana says Djokovic in five.
3-1 Novak Djokovic. 17 minutes played. An excited crowd. I think an excited commentary box. I mean, a lot of expectation on that, and so far so very good. At @radio_RG, let us know where you're listening. Did you inadvertently yell in the office or somewhere quiet? Maybe you're in a library and you're listening to us and you suddenly jumped or screamed. Djokovic with a fair few bounces, the clock had run down, serves out wide, spins back to the forehand down the line and just long, and Djokovic just looks up to the skies.
Yeah, well, you know, it's only a break. The break's only any good if you actually consolidate it. April says, hi everyone, I'm listening in work and everyone keeps coming into my office, hearing the voices and leaving again because they all think I'm in meetings. So Radio Roland Garros is working on many levels for me today.
Brilliant.
I'm sneaking out in half an hour to make sure I see some of the match. Come on, Carlos.
Shot clock at two. Serves down the tee. Clips the top of the net. Sits up for Djokovic into the off forehand. That drops a little bit short. Djokovic had to rebalance himself. And that backhand almost tees off on the backhand, Alcaraz.
It's interesting. He's trying, like, sometimes going backhand to backhand with Djokovic. And that's not normally a game plan that anyone chooses. But I think he's brave enough, bold enough to know that you've got to go to the strength sometime.
Yeah. Alcaraz bouncing around on his toes. He knows he's got a few seconds because it's 25 seconds down to three. Served down the tee. Blocked back, back and driven out of the air by Djokovic. Slammed back by Alcaraz. Cushioned over with a volley from Djokovic. Pick up from Alcaraz. The pick up on the backhand from Djokovic. You had to be aware. You had to steal it because you would have heard the slide from Alcaraz towards the net.
You can see the length of the slide mark as well. I mean, he took off on the service line and ended up halfway into the service box. It was a good effort, but Djokovic is playing very smartly. That was a good serve. He came in, hit the drive volley, so he's already in position. But he's coming forward. He's manoeuvring, moving Alcaraz around. Playing a good match so far.
Playing a clever, clever match. Alcaraz on his toes again. Then settles into the wide stance with a bend in the knee. Moving the upper half of the body. Swaying slightly. Djokovic serves out wide, kicks up backhand cross court on the angle, backhand down the line from Djokovic, slam cross court and into the net, and this is good, and that's great use of the court off the wide serve from Djokovic to bring up game points.
Yeah, he's right on it, Djokovic. That was a perfectly struck backhand off what was a very good backhand return. Some work and some thinking for Alcaraz to do already.
Game points for the consolidation. What's happened? All right, we've got bits flying around with the winds. We want everything settled. Early Tort wants to make sure.
I think it's the background. The,
On to the right of Alcaraz, it keeps flickering.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, crowd. Early Tort is just doing a job here. Right, well, nothing's flickering right now.
There it is, flickered just then.
I think that wasn't that resetting it?
Maybe. Yes, possibly. Now it's full.
Game points. First serve internet ball girl scurries forward, scoots back. 30 degrees, the temperature, swirling wind courtside. Quite refreshing for the spectators. Deep double fault, and that little delay, and she delayed it for the right reasons because there was a flickering light, but when you're on that roll,
yeah, it can knock you off your stride a little bit. I remember saying to Andy Roddick once, is it, you know, when it's boiling hot, is it sort of better, you know, being a player in those circumstances, because when you move you feel the wind better? And he just looked at me like I was an idiot. I think the idea of running around for 4 hours in the heat is maybe more important.
Still got a game point. Serves down the tee, forehand spins back through the middle of the court. The off forehand onto the service line. Djokovic double-handed backhand to the double-hand and netted from Alcaraz. And that is the consolidation. Neither player looks happy right now, but the happier of the two deep inside will be Novak Djokovic, the two-time champion, who's 22 minutes on the clock. He broke in spectacular fashion. Now, importantly, he's got the consolidation for a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, a little bit tentative there from, unusually tentative from Alcaraz with the backhand up the line. Didn't really go after it, just ended up sort of pushing it in the net. And yeah, he's got some things to think about. Djokovic definitely making a good start, pretty smart with some drop shots. He's coming to the net a little bit, he's mixing it up. It's exactly what we thought he would have to do to try and keep Alcaraz off his usual rhythm.
Mike says, hi, I'm listening from the Cebu province in the Philippines. I'm excited for a 5-hour classic, even if it means I'm up half the night. And Yuri says, driving to a wedding. Apologies to everyone on the Merritt Parkway for speeding due to the adrenaline from listening to this match. Novak is a legend fighting against demoralization. Crikey. Carlos is the heir apparent. And are you, big question, have you got some headphones to take into the wedding? Because as we've already discussed,
yeah, good point.
I have done that before.
Yeah, well, it's quite clever, isn't it?
You sit at the back, because it could be an hour long, a church service, and as we said, chances are they're going to say I do, and it's going to have a happy ending.
Yeah, and you probably don't have to say anything. So it's all right. David, don't say this, David. I'm enjoying your commentaries from Tustin in California. I'm bracing myself for Monday and tennis withdrawal. Cheers.
Don't talk about it.
Monday? I'm going to sleep on Monday. Serve out wide, mid-court ball. Thought about coming forward, Alcaraz, but he stays back. He doesn't seem that clear at the moment, Alcaraz, as to what he should be doing. There's a slight hesitation.
Yeah, he's having a conversation with his coach, with Juan Carlos Ferrero. That's the Serbian fans you can hear. Idemo.
I'm trying to look for flags. I can't see with flags.
No, you're only allowed to bring a certain size flag in.
You can't even see little flags. Lots of Brazilian flags yesterday. They snuck those in, big ones. Ace. First. Ace.
There are a lot of red hats today. Are they being given out? Handed out, you think?
Oh, that was Carlos Alcaraz. Where are the red hats?
Oh, there, on the sides.
Possibly.
Don't know. He's not happy, is he, Alcaraz? Not settled yet.
No, and it's showing in his play.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit indecisive. Off backhand return. Oh, that was a beauty. It was a serve that was waiting to be struck, but a lovely angle off the backhand from Djokovic.
It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't hit that many return winners. It's not like he usually blisters them. He just goes for depth. But that was one of the times when he obviously feels confident he can go after them.
Merci.
Four down. Serve deep to the backhand. He comes forward and just... Oh, it's so clever. He shaped up for power. He went for touch and Djokovic was behind the baseline.
Yeah, you can see those little gusts of wind as well. It just... Yeah, it was a good choice because that wasn't the easiest of smashes. He had to move back a little bit. If he was going to go full pelt, could easily make a hash of it, but he was cleverly dropped it short. Djokovic almost fell over.
Little stat from Max, our statistician. This is the biggest ever age gap between two men in a Roland Garros semi-final in the Open era. Serve out wide. The point underway goes back into the corner, back behind. Djokovic thinking clearly. The biggest gap at a slam is 20 years. Rosewall 41, Edmondson 21.
Yeah.
And the second was 18 years. Jimmy Connors 39, Jim Courier 21.
Okay. In the US Open 1991.
US Open.
Connors' famous run to the semis until Courier blitzed him in straight sets. That was arguably the best forehand Alcaraz has hit. That last point, sort of really much more aggressive, more intention.
Game point. looked deep, that serve, but a very deep return. Djokovic drives the forehand out of the air, but he is passed with ease, and there's a fist bump from Alcaraz, and a kind of roar towards his box. He feels a little bit more settled. He's still a breakdown, and Djokovic has the advantage.
Yeah, that'll help him a little bit, help him settle. I mean, Djokovic, that's the sort of point that's really irritating Djokovic to lose. He hammered that return, and Alcaraz was out of position. But he chose to hit the drive volley, and he didn't quite connect with it well enough when he should have won the point. So a little bit of frustration, but Alcaraz definitely feeling better about things.
Giselle says, hey guys, first time listening this year. Good to hear you in East Anglia.
Yeah, that's where I grew up.
Brunson's been talking about playing in hot conditions.
Yeah, he's right, it's not fun.
Thunders off the top of the tee and goes long. Start of game 7, 4-2. The advantage to Djokovic in the first set. 27 minutes on the clock. Djokovic serves out wide. The forehand on the angle. Slap back at the line from Djokovic. Djokovic, who is double-handed back, and places it cross-court. And it's cross-court indeed from Alcaraz. Alcaraz into his forehand. A lot of spin on that ball. Sits up high. Brought down back in cross-court. Djokovic comes forward. Sticks out the racket for the volley, should finish it off. Alcaraz does finish it off.
That's an unbelievable backhand pass Alcaraz just hit, because Djokovic was in total control in that point. But he got across from nowhere and got enough power on the pass. Yeah, starting to feel the ball a bit better. Love this picture that Brady has sent in. Having some special time with my son this morning. His twin sister and mum are sleeping in while we try to activate our internet at our new house. It's taking ages with customer support, but we're glad to have your commentary to put us at ease. Thank you. Vamos, Carlos.
Very cute picture.
Yeah.
Looks very peaceful sleeping. We better not get too loud with the commentary because we don't want to wake him up. Love 15, Djokovic serves and volleys. Backhand volley, here comes Alcaraz, scoops it up and into the net.
Well, he missed, like, Djokovic won that point and Alcaraz didn't get the backhand back into play, but he had no right to even get that ball. His speed is out of this world, because Djokovic understands the angle so well. When you're coming in like that on a clay court, you play the angle, which is exactly what he did. But I bet he had his heart in his mouth a little bit when he saw Alcaraz steaming in, because he almost got that.
All the bouncing continues. Tippett is listening from Chicago, doing physical therapy for a rotator cuff.
Ouch.
Missed down the tee. The feet of the ball boy back into position. Coming up to half an hour of match play on this beautiful day, another beautiful day in Paris. Djokovic just pauses, takes his time. There isn't a shot clock on this second serve, so he can take his time, and he serves out wide. The forehand's in play. Djokovic goes down the line. Alcaraz gets in with a backhand cross, takes a bit of pace off the drop shot. Oof, from Djokovic. Was nowhere near the net.
No, not one of his best ones. It wasn't a bad play either, but it's the drop shot. I probably bored everyone by telling them how much I love the drop shot as a shot in tennis and all the little thing nuances it has. But when you miss it, it's really irritating. It's more irritating than some others, because you always think, I didn't have to do that. I could have done just the regulation shot.
It's quite hypnotic, the Djokovic ball bouncing. 15-30, serve out wide. Backhand's bunted back, goes back to the back of the Alcaraz, goes cross-court to the side, and backhand up the line. Oof, Djokovic is good. Djokovic gets a shorter ball, and then he puts up a shorter ball, and Alcaraz nets.
That was a pretty big opportunity there for Alcaraz, because he created a little bit of momentum in this game and in the rally. And very vocal today.
Very vocal today. Which will be music to Djokovic's ears. 30-all, 4-2. Serve down the tee. block back, backhand, sets up Djokovic, forehand into the corner, forehand spins cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz keeps it on the forehand, he mishit it, he wasn't in position, almost snatched at it. You can hear the connection wasn't what he wanted it to be, and it's game point Djokovic.
Yeah, he's just rushing a little bit at times. He's trying desperately to get around his backhand to hit the forehand, ended up framing it. He's just not quite as patient as he needs to be, sort of desperate to get back in this set, pushing a bit too much.
Point for 5-2. Served down the tee, forehand spins back and deep, forehand sort of slapped cross court, flattened out by Alcaraz. Lovely angle from Djokovic, squash up from the Spaniard. Djokovic runs round, blames the clay, he was going to go inside out with the forehand, and he's staring down at the clay.
I'd like to say that had nothing to do with the clay. It was very good defence from Alcaraz, and Djokovic just didn't quite commit to the shot. I'm loving the fact that you're all, some of you are listening while you're travelling. We've already had 30,000 feet. Someone is listening, Julia from the ferry across the Long Island Sound, and she sent a lovely picture. It says enjoying the breezes and the tennis. What a lovely journey that is.
Deborah says listening while I do a bit of kitchener.
Not sure, some sort of yoga type thing maybe,
something I wouldn't dare try while watching. And congratulations Taylor Townsend and Leila Fernandez making the women's doubles final. Yes, they got revenge for the Miami final where Pegula and Goff beat them, and it's second Grand Slam doubles final for Taylor Townsend, and obviously Leila Fernandez had the US Open singles final, but her first doubles.
Yeah, that was
final.
A slight surprise to me. I thought Goff and Pegula were going to win the tournament, but Townsend in particular is a fantastic doubles player, and Fernandez too. She's had a lot of good wins, two lefties playing together.
Well,
there was a big delay between the checking of the first serve that was just wide and then the second serve, and it's amazing how often a double fault follows in those. Players are such sort of creatures of habit, you're in a rhythm, and when you break it, it can easily result in a double.
First break point opportunity for the world number one. This to get us back on serve. Djokovic 4-2, but a breakdown. Break point to come. 34 minutes on the clock. Ooh, first serve is snapped into the net. Alcaraz still standing a long way back, on his toes, standing up straight. And very shortly, after a little bounce, he'll take up that wide stance and almost stop moving. Now onto his toes. Comes forward because it was a short, softer service. A miss hit from Djokovic. It lands in. The backhand sits up with spin on it. And Djokovic slaps it down onto the service line. Djokovic, double-handed backhand, playing it quite safe at the moment. Djokovic, he runs round and goes inside in with his forehand. Cross-court deep from Alcaraz. Shorter ball from Djokovic. Cross-court the backhand from Alcaraz. Cross-court the backhand from Djokovic. Oh, drop shot attempt from Alcaraz. Lands in the net. And that is a get-out for Novak Djokovic. Breakpoint save.
Well, he got lucky there, didn't he? I mean, it was a really ropey serve that just about scraped over the net in the first place. Then there was a miss hit. Then Alcaraz had a miss hit. Nothing was really cleanly struck in that rally, and Alcaraz wasn't really in position to play that drop shot. He normally likes to play them on the forehand side. He tried it on the backhand and might live to rue that one.
Marie from St. Kitts said, hi, Gigi and Simon. Nice. I was torn about these two, but I think it might be a long match. I believe the longer it is, the better for Djokovic's chances. I went for an early walk at 5 a.m. Now settled in front of the TV with radio on and a cup of cafe au lait. And how was dinner last night? Dinner was very good.
Dinner was lovely,
it was a lovely team dinner. Stefan did come for dinner.
Pretty warm night, sat outside.
Yeah, the food was lovely. Company was engaging and interesting and enlightening.
Indeed.
It was lovely.
Yeah, we don't get out much during these 2 weeks, so it's really nice to do that.
We were the last people at the restaurant.
We were.
The chairs had been stacked.
Everybody else left 2 hours before.
Served down the tee, drops over the net. The backhand cross court from Djokovic. Djokovic then volleys cross court. He goes down the line for the winner, Alcaraz. He never gives up.
After that point, Djokovic looked down the court like staring at Alcaraz. Like, what are you doing over there? How did you get to that? The first get was good. It wasn't a good volley from Djokovic. Gave Alcaraz the chance, but that speed just gives him the extra time to get across, whip the forehand down the line. Djokovic looked like he couldn't believe it.
Speed in the slide. Breakpoint opportunity number two for the world number one. He's averaging about 3 seconds left with the bouncing of the first serve. Breakpoint same.
Still varying that first serve pretty well, Djokovic. Some are flat, some kickers, some a little bit slower. Just keeping Alcaraz guessing slightly. Tom's talking about sitting in the other seat, the other bench. Said Federer did it to Djokovic at the O2 in 2012 World Tour Finals. And he says, I've checked tennis matches during church. Good idea for the listener who's going to the wedding on the Merrick Park.
Aaron, listening from Canada, and the excitement is giving me the extra boost at the gym. Vamos, Carlitos. And vamos, Aaron, at the gym.
Well, I suppose we'll have to get back into the gym next week.
A Monday off.
Yeah.
Serve out wide, forehand spins back, it's juiced, two break points have been saved. Djokovic, double-handed backhand, centre of the court, goes Alcaraz, the off forehand from Djokovic, he stumbles, Djokovic slides into his backhand, ooh, down the line, oh, he went, tried to go back behind Djokovic, he misses, and then he furiously yells up to his box.
He is furious, isn't he? He can't believe he's missing some of these balls, but Djokovic is doing a really good job in wrong-footing him, Djokovic, keeping him guessing, keeping the depth good, striking the ball largely very well. Alcaraz just frustrated. He's not really been pushed that much yet. He hasn't played anyone of Djokovic's level, of course, but he's desperate to get this break back.
Sam says, good evening from India. Reached home from work just in time for the start of the match. It took a while to sync the radio commentary to live TV, but it is the best way to watch Roland Garros. Vamos, Carlitos. But it is game point to Djokovic as a heavy forehand from Djokovic. He slaps it back to the forehand that goes down the line. In comes Alcaraz, but long goes Djokovic and the game continues.
That's the ability that Alcaraz has to turn, not even defence, but just suddenly up it. You know, he can really rip into a ground stroke. The level, the speed is raised. From defence in that rally, he turned it into attack. Still having an ongoing conversation with Juan Carlos Ferreira.
Well, I'll have a break from it in a minute because he'll change ends at the end of this game.
Much to Ferrero's relief.
40 minutes on the match clock. Djokovic serves down the tee, the backhand's in play. Is it a third break point or is it a game point? Djokovic to the forehand, too deep. Break point. And again, Djokovic is blaming the clay beneath his feet.
I mean, he's not a bad workman, Novak Djokovic, but he's clearly, as they say, blaming the tools and the surface. And can't possibly have been his own fault. Good depth from Alcaraz. And pressure definitely on. It'll be interesting to see what Djokovic tries on this serve. Mostly on this side of the court, in the ad court, he's just been kicking the serve to the backhand of Alcaraz because he knows you've got to keep it off the forehand as much as possible.
Will it be third time lucky for the world number one, looking to get back on serve in this first set? He's on his toes and then takes up his return and serve position as Djokovic finishes the bouncing serves down the tee, spins through the middle. It's a short ball, but Djokovic doesn't come forward. Djokovic's inside the baseline. Djokovic just again slaps that ball. Surely he's going to go inside out. No, he goes back to the forehand. Then he cuts the volley cross court. What a beautifully constructed and clever point from Novak Djokovic to save the third break point of the game.
Almost messed it up. A little bit lucky with the approach because he went straight back to Alcaraz. But Alcaraz was deep enough that the pass, even though it was pretty well struck, was straight to him. And easy volley in the end. But before that, Djokovic in charge. And he's definitely in charge in this set in terms of the way the points are being constructed. He's the one dictating.
I'm expecting a Djokovic roar if he holds here. Adjusting, when he moves to 5-2, he'll think, okay then. Serve out wide from Djokovic, who then redirects down the line, but easily got from Alcaraz. But Alcaraz goes long, and it's game point Djokovic for 5-2.
He had to come from such a distance Djokovic. To cross to the backhand side to hit that ball. It wasn't far out, but far enough. Djokovic is the one, he's not just dictating, but he's in position on the court. He's on the baseline. He's not moving backwards. He's dictating.
Game point for 5-2. He's already saved three break points in game 7 of set 1. The clay just swirls up into his eyes. The shot clock has wound down. A hush around Philippe Chatrier. And you can see the swirl of clay. And he's looking down again. Nothing said from anywhere. But I think he'll have to get on with it soon. Serves out wide. Backhand netted. No rule, but he'll be happy. That was his biggest test of the match so far. And he moves to 5-2 in the first set.
Alcaraz has missed, I think, two or three backhand returns from that side of the court off regulation kick serves. He would not normally expect to do that as he changes his racket ahead of the new balls that will be coming in. Whitney says Djokovic in four, so the old guard's still got enough to hold off the full tilt of Alcaraz's game, especially if Alcaraz starts falling deeper in the court.
Maddie, listening in and enjoying the banter on my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday from a chilly Boston, Massachusetts. My best friend and Radio Roland Garros's biggest fan, Harper, is no doubt listening on her flight to visit me from Texas. She is, because she's emailed. Cheering on Carlitos in the absence of her beloved Rafa Vamos Carlos.
Oh, very nice. Mary's been in touch from St. Louis in Missouri. Have enjoyed the past 2 weeks of tennis. Look forward to hearing my friends throughout the year. Someday we'll make a Grand Slam in person. Keep up the great work. Yeah, good luck, Mary. Yeah. It's nothing like being on site to see these players up close. Edmund says, I must confess I've been neglecting Radio Roland Garros this year and mostly watching on TV. What? But I'm enjoying listening now, and I realise that I've listened to every tournament since 2006 and have emailed in every year, I think. Can't break my streak. Thank you for 18 years of great coverage.
Wow.
Oh, Ed King in Tokyo, Japan. King said. And Christine is, she says, love listening to the commentary. Look forward to it every year. Always sad when it ends. I miss Nadal and Federer, but it is exciting to see the new up-and-coming players. I'm currently working from home, and then I'll be heading on a canoeing adventure this weekend. Mm-hmm. Christine from Minnesota, USA. And one question quickly from Zul, from BJ. Did Marcus jump ship to the TV people? Heard someone sounding just like him on the world feed. No. Is that why he can't make this?
Well, maybe. I say no, but maybe he's doing a sneaky little bit of side job work.
Never know.
Wow.
It's possible.
I don't think so, but we're not going to say 100%.
I'm sure Marcus is doing his diligent research for the second semi-final.
Three highlighted lines on the notes. No, I think he'll still be napping now. He's probably still a little bit too early for Marcus to have risen after last night's meal. Backhand to back in they go, then forehand back behind Djokovic, because Djokovic is already busy sliding to the other side.
Yeah, we were talking at the start, weren't we, about Alcaraz's smile on court and, you know, the way he's upbeat all the time. He's not been like that, really, in this set so far. He's been pretty talkative to his team, but there's still the fist pump. There's still the signals to Djokovic that he's there. He's there mentally.
Serving to stay in the set, Alcaraz at 2-5. Serve down the tee. The backhand spins and misses the court. And Djokovic again looks up to these blue skies, which just have a few wispy white clouds floating around.
The weather has been sensational these 2 weeks. I never can't remember a Roland Garros like it.
No, I can't actually.
No, yeah, not completely. Not the way all the way through.
We're not there yet. Serve out wide, the backhand again spins and sits up. Alcaraz tries to flatten out with a forehand, but he misses, and then he sort of does a 360 degree turn, takes a ball, discards it immediately, discards a second one, takes the third one.
That was a pretty ambitious shot. His backhand corner, trying to hit an inside in forehand from well behind the baseline. Not the best choice of shot.
30 all. Oh, there's a serve. Shot through the court.
Yeah, skidded off the line, I think. But it still feels like it hasn't quite settled yet.
We're going to be hearing from Carolina Mukova at the end of this set as we just start to think about the women's final tomorrow. Good, good serve. Surely close it up. But he goes back to Djokovic. He scoops up the volley from Alcaraz. The lob. Oh, it was a really tricky height because it wasn't too high. It wasn't too low. It was an awkward height. Alcaraz nets it. Juice.
Well, it's backhand smash. So in the very first instance, that's the hardest shot in tennis. Hardest to get the power. Alcaraz went for power.
and he went sort of for an angle inside out, which was pretty tough. He should have won that point before. He was mid-court, could have played a little drop shot, tried to fake it, and ended up getting himself into trouble.
Juice. Alcaraz serves out wide. It's a good serve. Whitney, listening from Dallas, Texas, missing my favourite Rafa, so got to go with mini Rafa. Carlos Alcaraz to win.
Oh, and here's what Kitchener is. It's a stitch. Kitchener stitch is a knitting technique.
Oh.
Used for grafting together two sets of live stitches, most often stockinette. So not yoga then.
You are about as far from what it is. I mean,
I had nothing.
Well, all frustrating. He can't get the stitch right. Deep return from Djokovic. It's game point for Alcaraz. He's serving to stay in the set. The forehand cross court from Alcaraz, who you can hear loud and clear now, placed up line from Djokovic into the net from Alcaraz.
What's quite interesting is we've been talking a little bit off air this fortnight about the Alcaraz grunt, which can change. He's got two different versions. But Djokovic is not grunting at all today. He's just in control of himself. He's not getting too hyped up about anything. Sometimes he sort of works up through a rally where his grunt starts increasing as the effort levels rise. But he is just very calm so far.
Oh. Juice. Alcaraz serves down the tee and misses. He'll have another go at that ball. No, he won't. He'll discard it. Second serve. Djokovic is ready. On his toes, Djokovic lays into the forehand, to the feet of the forehand, redirected down the line. Djokovic gets her and goes backhand cross court to the sideline. Djokovic runs round the backhand, goes inside out, and it stops a little bit short. Djokovic with the inside in now. Alcaraz goes into the net, and he points to the net, and he's talking to himself, and it is set point Novak Djokovic after 48 minutes of play.
That was great play from Djokovic, because the backhand slice from Alcaraz hit the baseline. The second backhand was an inch or two away from the baseline. Djokovic just so in control, so in command, found the right shot. And look where Alcaraz is standing to serve now. Really wide, unusually wide on this set point.
Alcaraz with the first serve, goes out wide, the backhand spins, and it's driven out of the air from Alcaraz. It's smashed away, and the set point saved.
That wasn't easy. He made it look easy, but it really wasn't. It was a high, high return. He just took it out of the air on the drive volley, but standing that wide to serve, he's much nearer the tram lines than the centre line, gave himself a chance to hit the kick serve even further towards the stands, and he got the reply he wanted. It's good thinking from Alcaraz. Might not be playing his best yet, but he's thinking smart.
Ace down the tee.
Alcaraz.
Second ace. Chris and Hilary from Tavistock, England, are listening for the Amalfi Coast. Oh. We first started listening to Roland Garros Radio on our honeymoon, also in Italy, 8 years ago.
The Amalfi Coast, it's beautiful there.
Serve out wide, the backhand's in play, cross court goes very deep to Djokovic's backhand, that clips top on it, slows down, put the backhand down the line from Alcaraz, no pace that ball from Djokovic, then Djokovic flattens out his backhand, cross court, Djokovic with the backhand deep into the backhand of Alcaraz, who redirects and he nails it.
That's a brilliant backhand, slightly off backhand, under pressure because Djokovic was hitting everything out of the centre of the racket. That's a pretty good hold, he needed that.
Djokovic, men,
5 jeux à 3. Eric says he's sitting outside in the sun while watching the match on my phone. Was hoping that we were going to commentate on the double semi-final, but happy to see Fernandez and Townsend get through to the final. And we will be commentating on that. I'm looking forward to that very much.
On the final, yeah, you'll get all the finals. Smaola says, early morning in San Diego, slept in a different room to listen to Radio Roland Garros. Alcaraz in 5 sets. Alcaraz needs to drag Djokovic in the first set, even if he loses here.
Yep, that's something that Nadal would always talk about. You've got to keep going. You can't just concede the set mentally.
Nigel says, Alcaraz looking a bit flappy. I suspect the occasion is getting to him more than Djokovic. Could be his undoing. It was quite a dramatic statement from Nigel. Backhand return down the line. The stretch from Djokovic nets, and the first point of the game goes to Alcaraz.
Alcaraz on that second serve, standing much, much closer to the baseline. More aggressive on the return. Backhand inside in. You're right, it was more aggressive and it was showing intent, and he's standing closer in on serve than he has been early on in this match, which is good, giving Djokovic a little bit of a... I say that as he wanders backwards. Come on, Carlos, don't let me down.
Sits on the lap of the line, don't you? Djokovic serves down the tee. The voice of Alcaraz you can probably hear in the background. Djokovic, 3 points from the... Tim says, here in Taunton, the PC is working overtime. Tuned into Radio Roland Garros, obviously, but also watching Katie Bolter at Surbiton and the test match from the Oval is on the DAB. Love sporty days at home. And from what I've heard so far, Djokovic in the three.
Yeah, he's made a very good start.
5-3. Serve down the tee. Driven away into the corner from Djokovic for the point.
Very quick to take that ball out of the air. I'm just watching Alcaraz's body language. Eric says he thinks that the comments we made about the smile only happen when he's winning. Actually, I don't necessarily agree with that. He can smile after losing great points and stuff, but he's not really himself yet.
No, it's not. 5-3, 30-15, and that's been really obvious with the amount he's been chattering away to his box when he's up that end. Djokovic, by contrast, hasn't spoken or glared or stared at his box at all.
No, and that's contrast to the rest of the tournament where he's been having constant conversations. Maybe he's forgotten where they are.
Yes, he keeps looking at the wrong side. I can't see them.
Not even here.
Said they were going to watch. Double fault. Djokovic looks up to the skies above.
Yeah, third double. When we talked about he can't afford to make too many, well, give too many gifts away, too many simple mistakes. And even though he's been very much in charge in this set, we're not far away from a break back.
Grace says, listening to you in the car on a sunny drive to the New Forest, perfect driving companions.
The New Forest, very nice, near me.
5-3, 30 all. Djokovic serves and misses.
Umpire almost caught that ball.
Member of the crowd gives back to the ball boy who settled beside Aurélie Tort's chair. I'm getting drawn in to sort of staring at the bouncing of the ball. Djokovic serves down the test. A short serve, deep return. Djokovic picks up off the baseline. There's that power. There's the touch. Here comes Djokovic. He goes cross court. It's scooped up by Alcaraz. Gets the lob. Perfect combination.
Beautifully done by Alcaraz. The return was aggressive. The next forehand was massive. Djokovic got to the drop shot pretty well, but it's just what Alcaraz does well off the drop shot is covers the court well, and he knew what to do, and there is nothing more annoying if you're Djokovic than losing a shot where you chase down a drop shot and then you're lobbed. And nothing more satisfying from the player who does it.
Had three breakpoint opportunities in the eighth game, Carlos Alcaraz, to get us back on serve. He has one here. 5-3, 30-40. Djokovic is ready. Big serve from Djokovic. Really big.
Yeah, he needed that. As I said, he's been mixing up the serve really smartly, especially on that ad court. Most of the time throws it in the kicker. This time he went a bit heavier out wide and got the result.
Serve out wide, framed by Alcaraz, and after 55 minutes, Djokovic. Set point for Novak Djokovic. He had a set point on the Alcaraz serve. He couldn't convert. Now here is his second, but his first on his serve.
Another, there's been a few of those framed shots from Alcaraz, not timing the ball the way he
has done throughout this tournament.
Set point Djokovic, 4 minutes shy of an hour on court. Sun dips behind a cloud. Djokovic serves out wide, the backhand down the line and wide, and there's just a fist pump. It's a muted celebration, but he will be very, very happy, Novak Djokovic, with how he played that first set. He gets over the line, he hangs on to the break that he picked up in the fourth game, and it's Novak Djokovic who takes the first set by 6-3. We're also starting to look ahead to tomorrow's women's final. We'll have every ball of that, and let's